bed of nails on this Moment of Science. I imagine myself going through a Halloween haunted house with some kids when all of a sudden the mad scientist wants one of us to volunteer to lie down on a bed of nails. A bed of nails. They claim it's a science demonstration, but it looks more like a torture device to me. The funny thing is, this one girl pops up to try it out, and she didn't seem harmed at all. Then a boy tries it. Pretty soon, everybody tests the bed of nails and no one gets hurt. What's going on? Well, after checking with Chuck Horowitz in the IU Physics Department, I now know the answer. A bed of nails sounds terrible and it looks even worse, but I hadn't counted on how weight is distributed. Think of it this way. You can press your fingertip lightly on a nail without it hurting. If you put the other end of the nail on a scale and then press, you can see how many pounds of pressure you can put on one nail without it hurting you. Don't press too hard. Suppose the answer is 1 pound. I can press down on a nail until the scale reads 1 pound, and beyond that, I don't want to press any harder. Okay, 1 pound of pressure per nail is safe for me, so if I weigh 200 pounds, I can lie on a bed of nails with at least 200 nails on it and not be hurt. That's because each nail is supporting only 1 pound. My weight is evenly distributed. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research. Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Charles Horowitz in physics. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website. The web address is amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.